Going back to Iran and with the riots that are taking place over there right now, even as we speak. And, of course, we know that President Trump has come out in support of the people. We certainly have no issue with the people of Iran. We do have an issue with the government of Iran. And, of course, you know, Iran has been a menace to us here in the United States back into the 1990s. But my question to you is this, in light of what is going on in Iran right now, do you think that that regime is about ready to fall? Will the people within Iran bring it down like other peoples have done across the globe? What's your thoughts on that, IQ?
It depends. If hundreds of thousands of them, and I'm talking about hundreds of thousands in five or six or seven major cities, they go out, it will be the end of the regime. Because it is not impossible, by the way. Iran has got two armies, a regular army and the Revolutionary Guard. The Revolutionary right. Guard are Shia Muslims dedicated to the Khomeini regime. Mm-hmm. You know, in Iraq, under Saddam Hussein, we had the Republican Guards. Right. The Republican Guards were specifically to defend the Saddam Hussein and his group, literally. Right. They were better armed than the army. But when the war started, they were destroyed. They were eliminated, and they ran away. Same thing in Iran. If hundreds of thousands per city rise up, it will be the end of the regime. And they will be slaughtered. I'm not kidding with you. They will be slaughtered, just as they did to the Shah and his people.
Well, IQ, you make an interesting point there. And I'm thinking about that. I'm saying, you know what? With the alignment of Iran, its current leadership, with Russia and Syria and all of that, that if the people were to actually throw off this leadership, I don't think they'd be in alignment with Russia anymore.
Good point. They would align with America in a jiffy.
That's the point.
Instant. No, there is no question about it. There is no hatred of America among Iranians. The hatred is from the government.